is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Abbotsford, B.C. country artist Stacy McKittrick is my guest on the show. She's about to release her self-titled debut CD. She's here to talk about the album, songwriting, who she looks up to in country music, and much more. My pleasure to welcome to the show Stacy McKittrick. Hey there, Stacy.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about yourself today?
I'm doing pretty fantastic. The weather's beautiful, and that always helps perk everyone up when the weather's nice.
It does. Great weather. And are you calling us from Abbotsford today?
You betcha. Yes, so the weather's nice, but the manure's strong. It's quite a smelly town that I live in here, but it's all part of the process. You can always smell when you're coming into town and always smell when you're leaving Abbotsford, for those who haven't been there yet. You know.
My goodness, that kind of paints a scene right there. At least there's lovely scenery.
Yes, it's quite a beautiful but smelly scenery.
That's great. Well, you've been pretty busy lately. Got the self-titled album on the way, and you were also involved with the CCMAs?
Yes, yeah, the CCMAs were, it was so fantastic. I've gone a couple years, and every time that I've gone, it's been a really great experience for me. But this year in particular was a little bit more exciting because I was able to kind of be a part of them and get to perform in the New Artist Showcase. There was actually 8 of us that were performing in that, and the talent that was in that showcase was unbelievable. You know, people that I was up against were people I was fans of myself. So it was super, super exciting, and I was just so honored to get that opportunity.
And it's a great place to make connections and a great opportunity. Do you get feedback as well afterwards from people in the industry about how you performed?
Oh, for sure. It's always great. I mean, I'm a lover of people. I absolutely love getting out and getting to meet all different types of people that do all different types of jobs, whether it be in the industry or out of the industry. So obviously getting a chance to connect with people who are interested in the same things that I am is a bonus. And
right.
And really getting the opportunity to get feedback, you know, positive or, you know, even just critiquing. I always want to strive to become better at what I do, and I appreciate any comments because I definitely want to work on every aspect so that I can just be the best that I can be. So it was really great being able to have that.
Yeah, you need to have that quality as a person, right? When you're in the music business, you can't be too sensitive or not open to criticism, constructive criticism, because there are opinions out there and people can really help you if you're willing to listen and, you know, take them to heart.
Absolutely. It's so important. We have 2 ears and 1 mouth for that reason, you know. that's what my parents always taught me. I tend to use
right.
my mouth a lot more than listen sometimes, but I am so open to being able to hear, you know, feedback. And like I said, I really just want to be the best that I can be. And the only way that you can you know, strive is to always be striving to be better and to be open to the things that you need to work on because no one is perfect. And, you know, everyone has stuff that they need to work on. So.
Now, we're going to talk about the album in a few moments, Stacy, but I want to talk about some of your influences. I was reading up on you, and Reba McEntire is an early influence, and also Gretchen Wilson. You would go around the house singing their songs?
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's kind of a bit of a funny story. You know, people who know me, and obviously you're getting to know me now, I'm quite a talker. I probably do a little bit too much of it. So this is actually kind of an interesting story, but I started actually singing like full sentences to Reba McEntire when I was 9 months old before I was actually speaking full sentences.
Wow.
So, you know, it was always playing around the house. My parents are huge lovers of music and she just inspired me right from the get-go, and that's where my love of country came from. And then, you know, I've been lucky enough to get to see her perform in concert about 4 times, and you know, she is just phenomenal. Her stage shows are just unreal, all the costume changes and her presence and the way that she is with the fans and the audience and her vocals. She just, I really, really, really idolize her and have grown up listening and watching and kind of striding to hopefully be up to where she is, you know, one day. And then for Gretchen Wilson being, you know, she's come onto the scene just in the last few years here, I instantly fell in love with her. You know, it's definitely one of those songs, her music that I listen to before I want to go out or I want to, you know, rev myself up, you know, workout music, that kind of stuff. And I absolutely love her attitude and her spunk and just, you know, no nonsense, real kind of a person that she comes across to be. So I, you know, I really respect her for that. I love her voice. Her range is phenomenal. Her writing is actually amazing as well. I don't know if most people know, but she's also a really great writer as well. So I really look up to her for those reasons also.
Yeah, she's written some great songs. She even wrote outside of her own career, When It Ain't Raining with Victoria Banks, that One More Girl had a big hit with just a couple years ago.
That's right. Yeah, you know what? She does a lot of writing in Nashville with, you know, other co-writers, and Victoria Banks being one of them. And actually, one of the songs that is on my record is co-written by Victoria Banks and her. And it's called My Own Thing. Yeah, you know, and they are. They're amazing, amazing writers. And as soon as I heard it, I gravitated right towards it. You know, for those who haven't heard it yet, it's obviously not the single that we have coming out right now, but hopefully it will be one soon so that people can get a chance to hear it. But yeah, her and Victoria, fantastic writers, so talented.
Now, when you were getting ready to get the album together and picking out songs, well, first of all, how many songs on it do you have a hand in writing, and how many are from other writers?
Well, on this for this record, we have co-written, me and my manager have co-written two songs that have made it onto this record, which was great. For us, it's all about the music. It's all about making sure that the record was the strongest that we could put out. You know, we've worked on this record actually for the last 3 years, and that was one thing that I said, you know, it's taken us a long time, but I was really, really particular about that. I really didn't want to have any filler songs. I just wanted every song to be as strong as they could, you know, where people could listen to the record from start to finish and hopefully not get bored or be like, nah, I've heard enough of it, you know. So we really wanted to be very careful on how we chose to do that. So, you know, we've written lots of songs, but the two strongest songs that we felt were competitive enough were only the two that made it onto the record. And then we were so blessed and so lucky to have the Ole publishing team, who has the phenomenal writers like Victoria Banks and Gretchen Wilson, Bruce Wallace, Marty Dodson, Chris Wallen, some amazing, amazing writers, write songs, and they let us listen to them and let us have them. So we're really, really so fortunate for being able to have such a strong record, thanks to their help as well.
Yeah, it's great songwriters are so important, and those names you mentioned certainly are right up there at the top. We're going to come back and talk more about some of the album and the making of it, but let's turn to one of the songs, Stacey, which was co-written by Chad Kroeger, of course, from Nickelback, and the song is called Friends for Life, which I understand is the current single. What can you tell us about the song and picking it?
Well, it is. I'm just beyond excited. I wish you could see my face right now. It makes me smile every time I think about the song. It is a fantastic song. We were looking actually for this song right at the ninth hour kind of thing. We actually just recorded it a month and a half ago, so just in August in Las Vegas with Kevin Churko, who's an amazing producer. And, you know, we were just looking for that one last song. Like I said, I was really, really picky, and same with my manager, but wanting to have the record really rounded out by giving everything that we thought it needed. And we just wanted to have that really, you know, happy, upbeat, feel-good type of song. We didn't quite have that one nailed down. And so my manager is actually very, very good friends and very close with Chad. He lives in Abbotsford as well, which is kind of neat. You know, I've gotten the chance to meet and spend a little bit of time with him, and he's such a nice, nice, nice man and obviously very talented. And she got this song, didn't tell me who it was from, because she didn't want me to just choose and be like, oh, well, Chad wrote it. Sure, I'll take it. And
right,
she sent me the demo of the song, and right away I fell in love with it. It just has such a good beat. The hook is fantastic. And then when you go back and listen to the lyrics, it's everything that I wanted, because for me, family and friends are the most important thing in my life. And it's all about, you know, being with your best friend and making memories that last forever. So the sentiment was right on par for me. And then, of course, it was a bonus after when she's like, oh, well, you know, Chad actually wrote this song and gave it to us. And then I think I almost peed my pants, but I was obviously very excited to be able to have it. So it's pretty exciting. I'm very honored that he would let me have that. You know,
it's
so
a nice
added
bonus that you like the song anyway, regardless of who had written it, and then that's just icing on the cake.
Absolutely. You know, I don't do anything I don't believe in strongly. I think that people see through, they can see through if you're being fake or phony.
Sure.
You know, they can hear through it. I mean, as much as you can try and act and try to put the emotion in, I think if you don't have the conviction behind it, and if you don't actually truly believe what you're singing or talking about, you know, people may not know why they don't quite connect with it or why they kind of feel weird about it. But, you know, that's probably what it will come back to. And I just learned that, you know, it's way easier just being yourself and doing what you believe and love than trying to do what you think people will love, you know. So that's kind of my philosophy, and I'm sticking to it.
Keep doing that. I love that philosophy. Let's share the song now. We'll come back and talk a lot more with Stacey McKittrick. This is Friends for Life on In the Country.
Across the northern border, a Mexico. We've been living in a town no one ever
And there's the brand new radio single from Stacy McKittrick. It's called Friends for Life, and Nickelback's Chad Kroeger had a hand in writing that song. Sounds terrific, Stacy. I think that's going to do quite well for you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really excited. You know, as you said, it's from Chad. He is so talented. His music, it's undeniable. He's just a monster when it comes to being an artist and a writer. And having Kevin Turco behind us doing all of the production on that was amazing. You know, I don't know if you know anything about Kevin Turco, but he was a part of the Standing Strong and True production last year. That was for the troops, the Canadian.
Right.
The Canadian video that we did at the CCMAs last year, and he actually got his start working under Mutt Lange doing the Up record for Shania Twain, which they are just like the ultimate for me. I absolutely love Shania and obviously Mutt Lange's work. Obviously they're not together anymore, but I just, you know, they're just phenomenal, and that record was great. So it's all thanks to all the hard work of all the other people. I just get to show up and do the fun stuff, and they make it sound really good. They have the hard work, the hours and hours and hours of all the editing and stuff. So I'm pretty lucky.
That's so true, isn't it? There's a team you've got to have around you, and you've got to have a great team, a supportive team, and obviously, like you said, people who work hard and know what they're doing, or else, as good as you are, it isn't going to work without them.
Absolutely. You know, as I said, you know, as an artist, we get to go out and put our face out there and get all the glory and all of the credit. For all of the hard work that our team has done. And, I just feel so lucky. I've got a great publicist team, which is Strut Entertainment, and, Randy Stark, who's doing all my radio, and then my amazing manager, and she's basically family to me, Tracy Singer. It's just been phenomenal. Fontana is our label that we're under, and I feel so lucky. I think it's all about, you know, working with people that you love and you appreciate, because, you know, you will work harder if you have a love and appreciation for them and for what they do. And I'm just so thankful that they have all the hard job and they work their butts off 24/7, and I just get to do all the fun stuff, you know, and I'm very fortunate for that.
Now, how many songs did you listen to of the ones that the two that you didn't have a hand in writing to get the others? How many did you go through to get that final selection?
Oh, you have no idea. Like I said, I'm really picky. So we went through, I'd like to say, probably 200 or 300 or 400 songs. I'm kind of a stickler for if it doesn't grab me in the first 25, 30 seconds, then I'll turn it, I'll try and listen through it. But, it's got to grab you in the first 25, 30 seconds, because I don't want to sing something that I wouldn't want to listen to myself. And when I'm, I do a lot of radio surfing, and that's the thing. If I hear a song and it grabs me right away, I will stay and listen to it. But if I'm like, nah, I don't know, I'll switch the channel. And I think that's true for, I don't know for sure, but I think that's true for a lot of people. So, I just want to make sure that I sing something that I love, so I feel very passionate and happy and energetic about being able to go out and perform it for people, in the long run. So, lots of songs.
Yeah, it makes total sense if you follow your ears, and I'm sure people around you give their thoughts as well, but you're a country fan and you've listened to a lot of it all your life, so you know what you like, and that's representative of other country fans, and it's a good gauge to go by.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That's very nice. Like I said, I just try and stick to what feels good. I've always been taught to trust your gut instincts, because they're usually right, at least 90% of the time. Sometimes I'm probably wrong, I don't like to admit that I'm wrong. I like to admit that I'm always right. But no, definitely a lot of times I'm sure I'm wrong. But I always try to just stick to what feels good, what feels right, and what feels like it will represent who I am.
So do you have a good mix on the album of ballads and the catchier up-tempo ones? Did you aim for that?
Yes. We wanted to really make sure that it was very well rounded out. It kind of would give the listener a little bit of everything. I'm a super big fan of having, the up-tempo, sassy, fun kind of party songs. But I'm also very, a very sentimental person. So making sure that we had those ballads was a huge thing to me. You know, a really big, heartbreaking kind of ballad is the type of songs I love to listen to. Maybe I'm a sap that way, but I absolutely love listening to songs that make me cry, that make me cry when I listen to them. I like that. And we
yep.
wanted to make sure that we had a couple of those so that, it, you know, people would be able to listen to it and pick a song for however they're feeling that day, and that maybe they could use that song to get them through whatever they're going through or to relate
yeah.
with
yeah.
what's going on in their life. Because I know that that's, for me, music has been so therapeutic that way. Growing up, if I was having a great day, you know, I'd be listening to the upbeat songs. If I was having a bad day, you know, maybe I'd listen to the sad songs to cry with it, or maybe
yeah.
I'd try and listen to an uplifting song to try and get me out of it. But, you know, that's kind of what we're hoping, is that this album can really give that to the people who listen to it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Country music has songs for every mood, every occasion. And like you said, sometimes you want a sad one when you're sad to sort of share in that sadness. Other times you want, you know, a song like Up by Shania Twain to let you know you're going to get through it. It depends on sort of your approach.
Absolutely. And every day is different, right? Especially when you're a girl.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know, we always change our mind like every 15 minutes. So, you know, we have a different emotion every five. So
it's too
goes
funny.
With it. But.
We're going to get to one of the ballads from the album in just a moment, but I wanted to go back in time, Stacey. When at age 9, you wrote your first song called If You Could Touch a Rainbow. Beautiful title.
Yes.
What do you think of the song now? Do you look back and still think it was a good first effort?
It's quite funny. I don't know if I'd ever share it with people. But actually, maybe if it gave them a good laugh, I would maybe do that. But you know what? It was such a great experience. The lady that I was working with, she was actually my very first vocal coach. Her name was Karen Crary, lived here in Abbotsford, and she was great. And that was the one thing, you know, she really got me out entertaining in front of people. And she also said, you know, it's so important that you become a songwriter as well, you know, like just try your best. We're going to go through the whole process. So she had me do the copyright, where back then it was the cassette tapes and you had to mail it off and get
yep.
the cassette back with all the lyrics and all of that kind of thing. So the whole process was really good. She was teaching me at that young age how important it was, you know, to be able to not just be an artist and a singer, but to try and put your hand into what you're doing. And, you know, showing me kind of the business aspect side of that as well, which was really neat. But as far as the song goes, you know, it's definitely a child. It's a kid's song. If I do a kid's album, then I think I would put it on my kid's album. But
I love the title,
yeah.
though. If You Could Touch a Rainbow, it's a beautiful title.
Well, thank you so much. I think it talks about ice cream and candies and lollipops and clouds, all the things that when you're 9, you know, you enjoy. Actually, I still enjoy chocolate and ice cream. I shouldn't, but I still really do.
It's one of those temptations. That's too funny. We're going to come back, talk about a few more things before we wrap up, but I want to share this song called Over Tonight, which is so beautiful. What can you tell us about the song, Stacey?
Well, this kind of goes back to what we were just talking about having, you know, a good balance of the party and the ballads, you know, the sentimental ballads. And this was one of those songs. I know that in my life I have, you know, gone through, you know, having a couple heartbreaks, and I believe that most people do in their lives go through a couple heartbreaks, or maybe they're going through it right now. And this song is just really about kind of the painful process of letting go, when sometimes, you know, you love that person still, but the love just isn't enough to carry you through. And, you know, trying to make that decision of, you know, is it over? If it is, like, don't make me go through, you know, all this pain surrounding our relationship and how it's not working. So I fell in love with it. It's one of those ones that makes me, you know, tear up when I
nice.
Heard it and when I got a chance to sing it and stuff. So hopefully,
and who are the writers on
like
this
it.
One?
Bruce Wallace, who is fantastic, one of Ole's writers, and he's phenomenal. I've on my record, actually, I have 3 of his songs that I've got. He does a lot of co-writes with Victoria Banks as well, and this song is just, it's gorgeous. He really did such a good job.
Well, let's share it now. It is definitely a gorgeous song. This is Stacey McKittrick and Over Tonight on In the Country.
Mm-hmm.
Abbotsford, B.C. country artist Stacy McKittrick, and a song from her upcoming self-titled debut album. The song is called Over Tonight. You can learn more about her at stacymckittrick.com. When will the album be available in stores or online for purchase, Stacy?
Well, it will be available in both of those places, as you said, online and in stores on October 4th. So four more days. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I actually haven't seen the CD yet. I'm waiting, actually. It's supposed to maybe arrive today. So I'm like so excited to get to finally see one for
that'll
real,
be a big
like
moment
in real life.
Yeah, to actually have it and it's there and all the dreaming and work is going to be right there in front of you.
Well, now the work, I think, is just going to get started here. But, you know, I'm so excited about everything. But it will be great to actually see the real product of, you know, of the start of something fantastic.
Yep.
Right?
The start of big things. And I was reading in your bio that you hope to be playing big stadiums as the headline act. That's your goal.
Yes, definitely.
Nice.
I'm a big dreamer. I'm a, you know, really big in, I don't know, this sounds super cheesy, but if you have a dream just to give 150% and give everything that you have and just to go for it, you know, the worst that can happen is that it doesn't happen. But if you don't try, you'll never get that chance. And
that's
for me, I definitely want to, that's what I want. I want to be an international success. I want to be like some of the, you know, the greats that I've grown up admiring, such as Reba and Shania, you know, Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood. I want to be just like all of those artists and get a chance to be able to touch and reach out to millions and millions of people. That would be the ultimate goal and dream for me.
That is awesome. I love that. Would you ever want to try acting in there? Because some of those people you admire, Reba, of course, and Carrie has done some acting. Would you ever want to try your hand at that too?
Absolutely. You know, there's I think it's important to try everything at least once, and that is, you know, I love to entertain. Like I said, I love to be around people. So that is definitely something that if that opportunity arose, I would very, very happily accept and take it and be very excited about it as well.
Now, you were part of a couple of songs that were for great causes, two different causes. One was the Juno-winning song, we all know and love, Waving Flag, and the other, as you mentioned before, Standing Strong and True, and that was for the Canadian Armed Forces, country music tribute to them. What was it like being involved with both of those great songs and causes?
It was fantastic. I mean, just for me, just being able to be a part of something where you're giving back to the community, giving back to those who are, you know, going through a hard time, a struggle, or less fortunate is really important. I think that no matter who you are, whether you're, you know, you work at McDonald's or you're, you know, a plumber or an artist, that you should always try in some way to give back to people in the community, even if it's just a smile or holding the door for somebody. Obviously, when you're an artist, you're able to reach and to bring awareness and touch so many more people. So I feel like it's really, really important to be able to use that power, in a sense, to be able to make a bigger difference. You know, it only takes one person to make a difference, and if you can get a lot of people listening and each person tries to make that difference, it'll make it, you know, it will definitely help the cause a lot more. So,
the famous quote, you've got to be the change in the world you want to see. So it's got to start with you.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of times people feel like, oh, you know, I can't make a difference, but you know, you can. It's you just putting that little bit of effort in it and it will make a difference. And so, you know, for me, that's something that I really want to be involved in. You know, I really want to be able to do charity work and make sure that I'm always giving back to my community, because I'm so fortunate to, you know, to have my health and to have a great family and friends and support network. I'm so fortunate, and I just want to be able to help those who maybe haven't been as fortunate. So yes, music would be the best way. You know, I get to do something I love and help people out at the same time. So, you know, getting a chance to be a part of those two videos and causes were fantastic. I mean, it was so great getting to see all of the people that, you know, have the same idea and, you know, have that kindness in their hearts where they want to give back to others, it was really, really, really inspiring. And, you know, just getting to hear, you know, Kanon sat down and talked to all of us before we went to record the song. And, he told us about how he'd written the song. You know, it was about his own struggles growing up and his own life. And it was really, really inspiring. And obviously Tom McKillop and Linda were part of Standing Strong and True, and of course all of the other artists. And that was also so inspiring and fantastic. We got a chance to meet one of the moms of the soldiers who had not returned home, who had passed away. And she told us a little bit about his story and a bunch of the other families who had, loved ones still fighting in the wars came out and talked with us a little bit and met with us. And it was so moving. It obviously makes you sad when you think about those type of experiences and that type of life that these people are living and having to go through and all of their struggles. But it really makes you feel good that you're able to at least try and thank them in some small way or give back in some small way.
For sure. And those songs, Waving Flag and Standing Strong and True, the videos are, I believe, linked at your site and also on YouTube. People can check them out and they can spot you in there as well and sort of read up about what each video is in support of. As we get set to close here, Stacey, it's been so great talking with you, but I wanted to ask you if you've got someone at the top of your list of future duet partners. Is there someone you would love to go into the studio with or on stage and sing a song with?
Oh, my goodness, there are so many. If we're talking country-wise,
let's start country and then other genres.
Okay, because I definitely have some for both. But if we're talking country-wise, I would absolutely love to get a chance to be with, there's three. I'm sorry, there's not one, but there's three. Eric Church, Jason Aldean, and Luke Bryan. I just think that they are, they've got cool new music, and it's edgy, and it's I love their energy, and I would absolutely love to have that opportunity to get on stage and learn from them and get to do a duet. And then going to the other extreme, after I saw Carrie Underwood and Steven Tyler's performance of the Rock and Country, I just thought that was amazing. Yes, it totally was. It was so cool. I would love to do a duet with Chad Kroeger. I know that sounds like so silly because, of having the song by him, but I just think he is so talented, and I know he has a great love for country music that's really near and dear to his heart, and I absolutely just think he is phenomenal. I love his voice. He hasn't done a duet with a country star yet, a country singer,
that's true.
So I would love it if he chose the first one to be with me. Hint, Chad,
idea.
If you're listening. No, I'm just teasing.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, but that is a great idea. It's always cool to see somebody from outside of country come in and do a duet. Sometimes it makes it to the radio. Sometimes, like you said, it's the Steven Tyler and Carrie Underwood performance. They did each other's songs, and, I mean, that was just amazing. So it adds a certain dynamic when there's that different genres coming together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's really nice to have those dynamics. And my music, and my country is a little bit more of the kind of rock country. So I think it would have a nice balance to it. I would love it. It would be fantastic.
Definitely. Well, we'll look forward to that potential down the road. And, of course, the new CD being available October 4th online and in stores. Been a great pleasure talking with you, Stacey. I've really enjoyed it. And, of course, love the songs.
Oh, and thank you so much, Dave, for having me on here. I'm such a fan of your show, and, it's just such an honor to get a chance to finally speak with you. Hopefully I'll get to meet you in person one day soon. And
that would be great.
And thank you so much for having me on here.
I appreciate it. It's definitely been my pleasure, Stacey, and a big thank you out to Liz at Strut Entertainment for setting things up. Always great working with them. My guest today has been Abbotsford, B.C. country artist Stacey McKittrick. Again, her brand new CD, self-titled, coming out very shortly. You can learn more about her at stacymckittrick.com. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.